tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you The Diner. Are sitting at the counter of a diner. The man next to you has a gun. He's going to kill you. But you know he had the eggs Benedict, and the spoiled hollandaise sauce might just kill him first. I just made that up. Not happening, actually. There's no actual technical name for the condition, but I have it. And it is an absolute and utter helpless addiction to old-time radio, which I'm afraid I'm going to inflict on you here, but I have a point. And that point is to reassure you that even, some of the greatest talents themselves find themselves tasked with saying things that simply can't be said. But I can tell you, of course, that this is The Diner, and hi, I'm James Lilacs, sitting at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern for Mark Connor goes from here to here, spattered with ketchup and all the rest of the other condiments that people spew. No soy sauce. I think soy sauce was requested once by somebody. And it was one of those bottles that, a Kikkoman bottle, the funny shape that sits there in the back and never gets used. Been there since, 47. I always think it's strange that it's brewed. You don't think of anything that you put on your burger or your rice or something as being brewed. Beer, now that's brewed, but condiments, I don't know. Anyway, the old diner is at its usual place out on Old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you might be at this very moment. But like I have been warning you recently, you might want to step on it because the diners get shorter and shorter, if they are to be weekly, mind you. I've got things to do. Places to go! No, I've got nowhere to go. Nowhere at all. Just home. To listen to old-time radio. Which sometimes, to be perfectly honest, I prefer to music. And why is that? Well, a plot. Now, music has a plot, of course. There's something called program music, which, as we all know, is meant to tell a story. Peter and the Wolf. Dun, 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 dun. Which is a wonderful, lovely piece of music. And there are moments in my life to this day when I walk out on a spring morning and I can hear that theme. It is one of the earliest pieces of classical music I actually ever heard. I participated in some sort of meet the orchestra thing in grade school where somebody would draw pictures up on a board illustrating the action that was happening. The kids loved it. The hunter's theme, the wolf's theme, we all got it. And after that, probably the most famous piece of program music that people know is Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, which isn't explicitly doesn't have a program. Good Lord. I'm not even going to try to do that word again. It's not specifically, explicitly programmatic, but it kind of is. Everyone's hanging out in the countryside, and then there's a storm, and then it's beautiful. Pretty much it. If you've seen Fantasia, they didn't make that stuff up. It's kind of baked right into the Beethoven. And, little programmatic stuff in Mahler here and there, some of the, your basic opera overtures usually have a storm in them somewhere. But generally you don't go to music for a plot. Unless, of course, you go into the concept albums of the 70s and you're going to sit there with headphones and listen to The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway for the 90th time. The whole thing. I mean the whole thing. I mean no skipping over the tracks. No, you got to listen to the whole damned thing. Or Quadrophenia, which I can really boil down to one song, frankly. And that's Bellboy. And the only reason I like that one is because it has It has the late lamented drummer for The Who speaking his lyrics. Carry the bloody baggage out. I mean, it's hilarious. God love him. Dead. So anyway, sometimes when I'm just doing work around the house, I like to listen to an old-time radio show because it'll be 27 minutes, it'll have a plot, and the good ones are really good. They're really good. Now, they made... But there's so much out there to be had. And a lot of it is listenable, but it veers toward the cliché. And part of the problem is that there was a certain point where it seemed like there were about six guys doing voices in radio, and two of them... Well, one was named William Conrad, and the other was Bill Conrad. I mean, he's everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere. Imagine turning on a television, and Bill Conrad, you know, one guy is Han Solo, okay? You got, let's say, Harrison Ford is playing one role on a cop show, and then you go to another channel, and Harrison Ford is playing a lawyer, and then you go to another, and there's an anthology series with Harrison Ford. I mean, it was like that. Which brings us to something that I want to do here today. And, they have only themselves to blame here. You may have noticed over the years that I've shot up my fair share of jukeboxes. Before that, I apologize. They put it on my bill. But apparently they can't find the old Rockola individual jukeboxes that they've been using for years. So they've been having to get new ones, which look exactly like the old ones. But they've got inputs in the back. You know what that means? That's right. They've got RCA jacks in the back, which means I can take my iPod here and I can plug it in. I control the horizontal, I control the vertical. Now, I'm not going to be doing that in weeks to come, because I like to just roll with whatever the person who programs the jukeboxes wants us to hear. It's a great mystery to me, how he knows exactly what's going on, how he reads our thoughts, our moods, our emotional temperatures. But now and again, I just might. So I'm also going to be doing some podcasts, which I will be speaking about at a later date and junction and venue, about old-time radio. I'm no expert, but what do I know? I know nothing. I know what I get from the internet. I know what I read. I know what I've researched. But as far as being an expert, I'm not a member of the Old Time Radio Researchers Group. It's a group devoted to exclusively and anal retentively cataloging every single radio show ever, including the logs and when they aired, and also including the worst possible art for MP3s you can imagine. But anyway, so these you know, those guys know everything. Me, what do I know? But I do know this. One of the greatest shows ever was Suspense, and it ran for about 25 years, it seemed. Immense, long run. And they're always thinking, you know, that's a great anthology series. It's suspenseful. People like it. Is there something we could do that's kind of like that, but isn't an obvious copy? And I think that's what they were thinking of when they came up with a show called Escape. Now, Escape basically was kind of like a radio version of the men's mags, where you'd always have some guy, some sweaty guy without a shirt in the jungle, covered with leeches as he staggers on to the lost fortress of Shangri-Boo or something like that. I mean, those sorts of two-fisted tales were what they were aiming for. Now, for the first couple of years, they just, you know, started the show with a little organ music and went on and did it, and that's fine. But then at some point, they wanted to set the mood better, and they wanted to do that by having a male announcer come in and essentially say, you have no life. You are an individual atom bereft of purpose, deprived of everything that makes a man feel like a man, or at least used to. Nothing satisfies you. You hate your wife. Your job bores you. Ah, but we can give you something that will make you think of exotic, slow-eyed women and shooting dusky foreigners somewhere else and getting away with it. Yes, we will. So, in order to set the stage, they had these lines, which were delivered. And I've heard them over and over and over because I've been chewing through the Escape series. It just, you know, I rotate between shows. And it struck me that everybody who read these lines had trouble with them. They did not know what to do with the lines. Let's start with, I believe, the very first time that the lines that opened Escape were ever uttered. And of course, you'll recognize the voice.
Fed up with the everyday grind, tired out by the dull routine, want to get away from it all.
We offer you Escape! Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
That, of course, is the classic voice of Paul Frees, or was. He died in 1986, but his voice lives on to this day in so many places, including the Haunted Mansion ride. But he had trouble with that sort of... Did you feel it? It's the line, "Want to get away from it all." It's a hard thing to insinuate. It's "want to get away from it all." I mean, how do you do it without sounding creepy? Well, they retooled the copy a little bit, and here's the next version they came up with. This is all 1949, incidentally.
Tired of the everyday routine? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all?
Escape!
That's Bill Conrad, of course. And I think that's as good as he ever did it. That's as good as anybody ever did it. But having nailed it probably on the first try, every subsequent attempt must have been frustrating as they tried to figure out if perhaps the accent should go on the other syllable. Well, apparently Bill was busy with some things, so they handed it over to somebody else who was really flummoxed by the copy. And flummoxed to the point where, if I'm hearing this correctly, he didn't know that he wasn't supposed to say, "We offer you." So you've got two guys saying, "We offer you," at the same time.
Tired of the everyday routine? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all?
We offer you. Escape!
Let's hear that again. It's not bad. There's nothing bad about any of this. These guys were pros. There's just something that seems a little bit pro forma about it. Maybe that's the way it should have been read. The voice, incidentally, is Gerald Moore. Gerald Moore being the guy who played Philip Marlowe and was heard on The Whistler as always a debonair, rakish figure, a great radio actor. So we've had Paul Frees, William Conrad, and Gerald Moore, three of the greats, introducing this show in the course of a year and a half. Let's hear that one again.
Tired of the everyday routine? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all?
We offer you... Escape!
Dun, dun. Oh, sorry. Well, a couple months go by, and they bring Paul Frees back to do it. And I think the director may have said, "You know, Paul, we're still working with how this opening is going to work after four seasons, and why don't you try to play it like you're almost dead? Or just really tired and creepy. Let's try exhausted, near death, and creepy."
Tired of the everyday routine? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all?
We offer you escape!
See, now, do you necessarily want to go with that guy? If he's offering to take you someplace, I'm not sure you want to follow. It's like somebody beckoning you into a dark alley with rats. So, no. Now, this next guy, I don't know his name, and I should, because he's all over late radio, and he always seemed to specialize in playing German Nazis. But he takes a whole different approach. Now, instead of just coming on the air with this insinuating voice, he directly commands the listener's attention and poses a challenge. And I think this works pretty well.
You, finding life rather dull, dreaming again of exotic places, wishing you were somewhere else, we offer you escape.
Yes, that's Night on Bald Mountain, or Bear Mountain, if you prefer. I see what he did there. You. And then he mirrors that with we. You are a loser. We can take you away. So you're thinking, well, this guy's probably got the job for good, right? Now let's go about 2-3 months in the future.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you...
Yeah, we're back to Bill. And in case you think that they just recorded these and used them over and over, no, they did it differently every single episode. That's why they all stand out and they're all distinct. And you always wonder, like, for example, in the next one, did the director say, Bill, why don't you throw in that patented slight chuckle you do so well? Bill nodded. Sure, that's what I'm here for.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you escape.
Which brings us to the very last episode of the series, or at least the last one I've been able to find. Brings it all closed circle in a way, because who should be back but Paul Frees? And at this point, Paul just kind of gives a hinky pronunciation of one particular word, but I think he must have looked at each other in the booth and shrugged their shoulders and said, you know, last one of the last season. Keep rolling.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure?
Adventure?
Want to get away from it all? We offer you escape.
So here's what I can't figure out. Why didn't they do something like this? You're tired of the everyday grind. You yearn for a life of romantic adventure. You want to get away from it all. We offer you escape. I mean, something like that. Why have to pose these things as questions? If you pose a question like this to the audience, you're going to have somebody saying,
Well, actually, no. I don't want to get away. And I don't yearn for a life of romantic adventure. And I like the grind.
But if you make these flat assertions, the guys will rise up in a manful fashion. Damn right I'm tired of the everyday grind. So, mystery to me. Anyway, time for a word from one of our sponsors, and I'll be right back after this.
Now that the poultry shortage is over and you can get chicken again, you ought to treat yourself to the best meal in the world. Fried chicken, southern style, accompanied by a chill glass of Petri California Sauterne. Me, oh my, is that something. You know, Petri Sauterne is a wonderful mealtime wine. It's a white wine, the color of pale, pale gold. And Petri Sauterne is delicate in flavor, sort of subtle and kind of intriguing. Well, just wait till you taste it. You'll really love it with that fried chicken. Oh, and I'll tell you something else. It's wonderful with fish. If you haven't tried fish or any kind of seafood, together with Petri Sauterne, well, I hate to say this, but you don't know, folks. You just don't know. So how about finding out? Just pick up a bottle of Petri Sauterne on your way home tomorrow. It's a Petri wine, so you know it's good.
As for the shows themselves, you're wondering, they're not bad. They keep your attention for 27 minutes, that's the point. They take you away. But I wouldn't exactly call it a romantic adventure, because it's somebody usually getting stabbed or shot or left for dead or cheated by his friends or going crazy in the desert sands. But it's a genre that seems to have died out. The He-Man adventurer genre. It could stand with a renewal. I'm sorry, a reboot. Well, if you're interested in escape, you can find just about every single episode that exists over at archive.org. Search for escape and use the menu drop-down item radio programs, and voila, there you are, hours and hours of entertainment. And if you're interested in these sort of little disquisitions on old-time radio, it turns out I'm going to be doing one on Jack Webb, the brilliant Jack Webb, a radio pioneer and a surprisingly funny guy, if you know how to take the humor. That'll be over at the members section at ricochet.com. $3.47 a month to join. I get nothing for it. Well, I might get something for that, so oh, there's that. And also little thumbnail versions of this, a sort of primer, if you will, on Old Time Radio at Hugh Hewitt's site. We're going to be doing that on the radio a little later, too. So, but we're going to be back to normal nonsense next week, I hope. I thank you for sticking with me through this. And now you can go back to the beginning of this episode and listen to what I said and figure out exactly why I said it. And how my version stacks up against the greats, Paul Frees, William Conrad, Gerald Moore. Poorly, probably. Thanks, folks. It's been The Diner for Friday, March 4th, 2011. I'm James Lilacs. Then we'll see you down the road.